Live. We are launching into the third hour of the Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. We had Barry Cooper on for the first couple hours of the program. You're still welcome to call if you got drug war-related questions. I mean, we can certainly field those. It's one of my areas of expertise. 800-259-9231, but it is Free Talk Live, which means you can bring up whatever you want. We go to your phone calls and start things out with Frank, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. A very stimulating program this evening.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to reiterate the fact that if you look at major American police departments, be it Miami, New York, Pittsburgh, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and various ones in Texas and Florida, you'll notice that the police has been directly involved in the drug trade in certain areas. And if you look at even the popular culture, think back to the true novel Serpico, or the true story of Serpico that was made into a movie in the 1970s and things. And all laws are selectively enforced by the district attorney and the police. And we know right now, as the economy is sort of collapsing in many urban areas, that just last week there were revelations from a police officer that in New York the police officers are informed that they have to have a certain number of tickets, be they legitimate or not, in order to raise revenue for the city's faltering coffers. And, you know, this is always the case. And ultimately, without the police, in a sense, as in Chicago, where they were actually on the payroll and still probably are with the major drug dealers to allow certain dealers and districts to deal drugs while others can't.
Right. They essentially have protected dealers is what you're
saying. Correct. Correct. And what I'm trying to say is that we have to realize, number one, that all laws are selectively enforced in this country. And when you realize that, you understand the corruption involved. And I think right now, individuals that are of a certain age, be it 18 or 21, if they choose to do, let's say, drug experimentation, I believe they have the right to do that. And they should have the right to have pure drugs, not, you know, homemade, bad hallucinogenics, but actually the
Right.
Zondos.
That's an important point. It's not
Correct.
Worth glossing
the
over. The point there is that if... When, rather, drugs are made legal again, because they used to be,
Right.
when drugs are made legal again, they'll be able to be made in laboratory-controlled conditions wherein you don't have some amateur, basically, putting together these products in their back shed, in their bathtub, and stuff like that. You know,
Correct.
You won't have the homemade stuff, because who's going to buy... I mean, people do make moonshine today, But moonshine isn't made in nearly a fraction of a percentage as much as liquor and beer in clean manufacturing facilities, certified, safe, to get good product out on the shelves of the marketplace. That's how the drugs would be available if we had a true free market and we didn't have the cops and prohibition getting in the way of people just the businessmen. The drugs would be made by businessmen rather than gangsters.
We could tax the drugs. We could tax
Well, I don't care for that particular proposal because then...
But the prices would be lower because, there wouldn't be a black market. And ultimately...
It's true. You're right.
That's really what is going to have to occur. And if you look at the number of children that are placed on Ritalin in grade school and high school against their will, you have really the government funding, sort of like a hallucinogenic drug on two generations right now. And I think it's time for people to be mature, and they have to realize that most people want to have a spiritual experience, and it shouldn't be just the Native American Indians with peyote. It should be, anyone who really wants to do that. That is, a responsible adult, and number two, that will take legal responsibility for their actions. That's the second.
One of the other things that is going to come out of having drugs being decriminalized or legalized is going to be that people will be able to not only take safer drugs because they'll be manufactured in quality-controlled conditions, but also there'll be easier access to honest information about these drugs, so they'll know what the safest ways to take them are. We spoke briefly with
That's
Barry
true.
Cooper
the
about
education.
Right. We spoke briefly with Barry Cooper about getting people the information that that they need in order, or that taking drugs, and how it's not necessarily wrong. But if you get people the information they need in which to take those drugs in a safe manner, then that reduces even further the amount of incidence of things like overdosing and stuff like that. So you reduce overdosing by cleaning up the manufacturing process by legalizing the drugs, and you also reduce overdosing by helping to educate people about the products that they're using, and you also increase drug safety as well, because a lot of the deaths that surround certain drugs, especially ecstasy, for instance, aren't actually from the ecstasy itself, but from the situation that the person puts themselves in, like in a club without access to water. The youngster will overheat because they've been dancing so much, and then they'll die of dehydration, essentially, of overheating. It's not necessarily the drug itself they're dying from. It's some of the side effects of the drug, which these things can be negated if people have accurate information in their hands about what some of the side effects of these drugs are and how to handle them.
Correct. And one other comment I wanted to make before I hang up is this, that the very wealthy and the influential have always been able to get legal drugs through prescriptions. And if it's not in this country, it's in Europe. If people want to, there are many people that are the pillars of the community and that run multinational corporations that frequently do LSD and things. And if it means they have to go over to Switzerland to see a psychologist to do it in the controlled environment, so be it, they do it.
Well, they don't run as much risk anyway, Frank. The elites don't really run as much risk anyway, because the police are busy investigating, usually in the poorer neighborhoods, as far as drugs
correct.
And things
but
like that.
But what I'm talking about, the movers and shakers that always put on the front, oh, drugs are bad, they destroy the culture, they destroy all sorts of things. Actually, in many instances, they enjoy the very best drugs in the best conditions, and when they do it, it's not illegal. Just think of William F. Buckley Jr. sailing across the Atlantic Ocean in his 74-foot yacht, doing drugs and hash and having fun with the crew and debating economics and philosophy while intoxicated. But yet he says he would never do that in the United States, only when he's safely outside the 25-mile boundary, in the Atlantic Ocean or down in the Caribbean. And that's how it always was, that's how it always has been, and that's how it always will be. Good evening.
Thanks, Frank, for the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Well, I think when he says that's how it always will be, I think that you're going to see certain drugs legalized in this country over time, because you just can't continue to enforce this war on drugs. It doesn't really
They seem to be doing it.
It doesn't really make money for the government apparatus, because it's sort of a different line item. We the citizens have to enforce. You have to pay for the enforcement of this, and then they bring in the money they bring in, and they keep it for their department. So it makes money for sort of the departments, but it doesn't actually make money for the government.
No.
So
well, it does.
It doesn't work.
I mean, government can't even sell alcohol and make money off.
No, it's amazing. As many alcohol, liquor stores as there are in this country owned by government entities, they can't even make money doing it. They can't make money selling liquor.
Yeah. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Jeremy's listening in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good to hear your show tonight.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Hey, I'm an occasional marijuana user. And
really? Never would have guessed.
I used to buy it from, where I could get it, the black market.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some lace stuff one time that was laced with meth, and I...
Did you know in advance when you purchased it that it was like that?
No.
Well, now, this is something I've never understood. Was somebody trying to play a trick on you?
Well, I think maybe dealers will do that to try to get you hooked on something else, too, so that you'll start buying, the other stuff.
How did you find out this was the case? Was it just a different effect? I mean, what made you come to the conclusion it was laced with meth?
Well, because I explained, the effects to someone who uses meth, and they said that that's what it was, because that's what it was doing to me.
Huh. I've heard these suggestions before, and it's not that I disbelieve that it's possible.
Manufacturers add different things to their products in order to get people to want to buy their products all the time.
Jeremy, I'll tell you what, we're short up here. I'm going to bring you back. We can continue the discussion of laced drugs and the resulting consequences of that here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now's the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free WaterWatch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. What's on your mind? You can tell us. Bring up anything you want to at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing theirs. We give them away, including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website. In fact, our podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning of January of 2009, all totally free for you at freetalklive.com.
And the Institute for Humane Studies summer seminar program is now accepting applications. So if you're a late high school, college, or just out of college type age group, check them out. They've got they've got seminars on 11 different topics: liberty and education, radicals for capitalism, ideas of a free society, many others. Locations in major cities across the country. The IHS will provide meals and housing while you're at the seminar. All you have to do is get to that major city. The deadline is March the 31st, and check them out at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com to find out all the seminars and what cities they're in.
All right, still Free Talk Live. You're still welcome to bring up anything, though. The calls tonight have centered around the war on drugs. We started out with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, talking with him. Had a lot of calls for that, but the drug war conversation continues on here as Jeremy is with us in Alaska. Now, Jeremy, you said that you bought a bag of cannabis recently that you believe was laced with meth. You described some of the effects that you were feeling from smoking it to a friend who said that he believed that's what it was. He said that those sounded like those sensations. And I just wanted to say that this is something that I've heard about happening. In fact, I believe it may have happened to me in the past. Not that I bought a cannabis that was essentially tainted, but that I was at somebody's house when I was younger as a teenager, and the experience was pretty different from what I was used to at that point in time. That I don't think necessarily means anything. But if what you experienced as an experienced cannabis user, because I don't think I was experienced enough back then to really know for sure, but if what you experienced was something that was significantly different from all of your cannabis experiences, I have no reason to doubt you that there could have been something in there. But at the same time, it seems unlikely that something like that would happen from the dealer's perspective, because it would cost them more to put together that bag of pot. If they had to add in, PCP, or as you say, you thought it was meth, if they had to add in meth to a bag of marijuana, that's going to increase their costs on the bag. I mean, was it the same price as every other bag of pot that you purchased?
Oh, yeah. And see, the thing is, Ian, I mean, look how many drug traffickers, it might happen by accident. You know, the people that pack it to ship it and stuff could be handling both substances. And look,
seems
how many
pretty
drug
unlikely.
What this does is this frames an issue that I have with marijuana that scares the bejesus out of me. Is I don't like the way that there's no controls at all on how marijuana is produced. And in some cases, you might be getting some stuff from, someplace, let's say south of the border, that uses some kind of terrible pesticide on it.
Yeah, you never know.
And that's your brain frying. And that's what I don't. That's what scares the crap out of me.
It could be mold, too. It could be mold. There's a good chance cannabis can go to mold if it's too moist and it's left in the right conditions. Mold will start to grow, and there are thousands of different varieties of mold out there. Some of them can be deadly, so that could be a possibility as well. Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Again, all of these things we're talking about here, whether it was meth or whether it was mold or whatever.
Pesticides.
All of these things, these problems, will be solved with full drug legalization. If cannabis is
People aren't
legal.
Dying from eating their tomatoes.
Exactly. Because you know what the circumstances are in which it was grown. You could go to the farm and tour the farm if you wanted to.
I think that with marijuana, since it's so easy to grow, you'd find a far more localized, growing
economy
situation. I think people grow it in their backyards. Most people have houses, and it's not hard to grow this stuff.
Let's continue. I don't know about that, Mark. I have to disagree, because most people don't want to put in any effort. It may not be hard to grow, but you still have to. I don't know if you've ever trimmed a marijuana plant before, but I have, and it's a bit of a pain. It's kind of a pain, because you've got to harvest the plants, you've got to trim off the leaves, because you don't smoke the leaves, you smoke the buds, you smoke the flowers of the plant. So you've got to trim off the leaves, then you've got to cure the leaves, which is a very, kind of a lengthy, involved process that involves patience. And a lot of pot smokers are not the most patient
people.
They just want to smoke
the pot. You can just put one of these things in your backyard and clip the buds off and dry them and smoke them. I mean,
yeah,
it'd be a giant, big pot plant in your backyard, but you could do it.
Yeah, you could do that too. But again, the drying process takes time.
It does.
And not everybody who wants to get high wants to wait before they get high. And it's just the way they are. I mean, they want to go and get high. So they're probably more likely to just go down to the corner store and buy themselves a pack a quarter ounce or whatever it is. However they would sell it in the legal world. Let's go to Chris, listening to WCHV Chris, you're in. Which Charleston are you in?
I'm in Charlottesville.
You're in Charlottesville, so you are listening
Virginia.
To WCHV. Very good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to just put in my two cents worth, I guess.
Okay, sure.
I'm paying a lot of attention to a lot of the assaults in our government, a lot of the assaults on our freedoms, and the way that people are kind of trying to get the government to take care of everybody's problems, so that we can be dependent upon the government instead of working out our own problems, which is basically the fiber of what the United States is about. And that's what makes us different from a lot of people around the world, is that we find a way to overcome things individually instead of collectively. And I think that's our heritage, and I think that it's something that the Obamas would like to see changed. And I believe that there's a lot of people, George Soros, and a lot of people in this country that would like to see us become more dependent on the so-called elite and people that know more than we do, which is, as far as I'm concerned, the reason we fought the revolution and won. And I think that we're coming close to that same scenario. And there's just a lot of collectivists in this country, a lot of Marxists, a lot of communists that really think that we don't know what we're doing, and they have to show us how to do it. And I really, really would think it would be better if people in this country would focus on putting down the drugs, not getting them legal, not finding ways to get more drugs, easier access, cleaner, happier, all this packaging material that's going on. I think people need to put them down and get clear heads and get back down to the truth of who we are as Americans.
So let me throw a question on here, Chris.
What we do to fight tyranny.
Chris, I'm all against tyranny. I mean, we talk about freedom a lot on this program, but freedom also means the freedom to be able to control your own life and your own body. So I must ask, you're saying put the drugs down. Do you drink?
No.
Do you use caffeine?
No.
No?
Well, that's good. I mean, it's fine for people to suggest, ways that other people can conduct their lives. I'm absolutely for that. But, Chris, I guess I have a different question. And it sounded to me kind of, not entirely, but sort of an anti-Democrat screed that you had there. And do you not think that George Bush and the Republicans of the recent past have really put us on a big government path, where the elites tell us what to do too?
I think that he did all he could to fight the terrorists, and some of the bills that he passed and spending, like he ended up helping more people in Africa under AIDS than any president previously or anybody in this country.
That didn't answer your question, did it, Mark?
He spent a lot of money.
Did
he spent
your
a lot
question?
Of money that a lot of Republicans don't think.
Mark is saying that didn't answer his question, even though he's not answering me when I'm asking that. Hang on, Chris. We'll bring you back here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away. So enjoy those. And some of those features include the various different ways to listen to the show. We've got live streams, a broadband version, and dial-up version of the program, webcam, our listen lines, which lets you tune in any from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. The 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. Because over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education, and you can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue, I think Chris stuck with us in Charlottesville listening to WCHV. Now, Chris, so we've been talking about drugs here tonight, the war on drugs, the insanity of it all, and you called in to say that that you think freedom is important, that there's a lot of collectivists in Washington, D.C. You threw out Barack Obama's name, and you know we're talking about things as they're happening today, but I think Mark had a pretty important question to ask. And Mark, if you could just go ahead and re-ask that question, because we were short on time during the last segment. I want to make sure that Chris has a chance to get the answer out.
Well, what Chris was saying sounded kind of anti-Democrat to me, and I was wondering if that transposed into pro-Republican, and I wondered whether he considered that many of the activities of the last few Republican presidents and Republican houses and senates to have been pro-collectivist, pro-big government, like the Democrats are. Chris?
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I think that the main focus of our government is totally getting too expanded, definitely. You know, the defense, you know, educating our children, the defense, taking care of people's property rights, you know, making sure that our rights are taken care of is very good, and we should be minimizing a lot of the stuff that they're doing for people that keep people from actually achieving any sort of self-esteem. I totally agree with what you're saying. I don't think they do it to the degree that the other side of the aisle does.
Well, would it surprise you to know? Would it surprise you to know that during the Bush administration, the size and the scope and the expense of government went up dramatically far more than during the 8 years of the Clinton administration?
Well, I think that it pales in comparison to what this gentleman is doing now, who's in charge of my country.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Barack Obama is, he's putting debt on that your great grandchildren will be paying, great grandchildren will be paying for.
That's what the Democrats said about Reagan when he was building the military, and it didn't happen. The Democrats are saying, our grandchildren are going to be paying for your huge deficits.
It's a true statement, though. Absolutely, it did. The debt is still there, dude. It's still there from the Reagan administration and previously.
We had no debt at the end of Clinton's administration.
That is a mistake. You're confusing.
No debt. No, he means deficit.
You're confusing the debt versus the deficit. The deficit is how much you spend per year, and
exactly.
And like 1 year during the Clinton administration, the government didn't add to the debt.
You're absolutely confused.
You're saying that there was no debt, and there were trillions of dollars of debt at that time.
Or Mr. Reagan's buildup of the military. It's not going to happen.
We right now are paying for it. We're paying the interest on Mr. Reagan's buildup of the
debt. The debt clock has not gone down. The debt clock is
getting off the point.
No, the point is what you're claiming is that social programs, as long paid for by the government, is bad and wrong. But military programs paid for by the government is right and just. And that is just national socialism. That's just what the Nazis were about.
Not my point at all.
I asked you some questions, and that's where we got to.
People need to stop clouding their minds and get their heads straight, because we got.
That's fine and dandy. I'm asking you if your mind is clouded by the Republican mantra, and it sounds that way. And what I'm trying to do is pop a few of those rivets.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you.
Okay, what are we missing?
What are you missing is that you're trying to push my point off on the fact that. When people are starting to be threatened, their freedoms are starting to be threatened in this country in ways
starting?
That we have never seen. Freedoms
have been threatened all my adult life.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. You should look at what's happened in the past 2 months. What's happening with this health care is threatening your liberty.
You had
more
a $3 trillion. Wait a minute, Chris. You had a more than $3 trillion federal government before Barack Obama came in.
Your freedom is being threatened right now with health care, sir.
Do you think a Republican's going to fix that, Chris? That's what I'm asking you.
I think that we have to fix it as a country, and we can't be drugged up to have straight heads in order to be on our ball and on our toes to catch these people at every corner to make sure that they don't trick us, which is what they're trying to do.
I don't know that there's anything we can do about it.
Of course there is. The people that started this country did it, and we can do it again.
What's that? What are you alluding to, violence?
Excuse me?
What are you suggesting there?
I'm suggesting that people need to have their heads clear.
Okay,
so that
you said the people who started this country can do it.
The right people in order to get the right people in government.
Just elect the right people. And who would those people be?
That always helps. People that aren't smoking dope.
Who would
know what's up and what's down?
Who would those people be? The right people.
Who would they be? They would be people that are noble. People that have honesty and integrity, and people that serve others with their talents.
So it's not possible in your mind. Let's get back to your original point, then, since that's where you want to go with this conversation. I'm more than happy to get into this with you.
I'm glad you are, sir, because you're in my... Because
I have smoked more pot in my adult life than I can possibly track. So what you're saying is then, if you're a pot smoker, then...
But you're not noble.
If you're a pot smoker, you're not noble.
But a martini drinker is noble.
You don't have a chance of having nobility, sir.
Why is that?
No chance, because your mind is clouded.
Clouded.
Martini drinkers aren't?
Yes.
I mean, you think the politicians in Washington, any politicians in Washington at any point, didn't drink liquor?
Well, he doesn't drink. Chris says he doesn't drink.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that they tried to get rid of alcohol, and it didn't work.
So you want to make it so
getting rid of marijuana doesn't work.
So you only want to elect people that don't drink and don't smoke, right?
Actually, history proves that it did work, sir. It's just that the social stigma and the repercussions from it were so strong that they stopped it.
Wait. When you say it did work,
Chris, it actually did cut down on alcohol use in this country.
If you look at the statistics, people actually did stop drinking.
What it did, what it did is it caused people to drink liquor. So they didn't drink, consume as much of a beverage. They stopped drinking beer. I have looked at the statistics on prohibition, dude. I've been doing this show on prohibitive substances for like 7 or 8 years. I've looked at this stuff, and I'm telling you that prohibition caused Americans to drink more liquor and fewer brewed like substances like wine and beer. So what it did was it deepened America's addiction to alcohol, not lessened.
I think you're mistaken. You're wrong.
Chris, let's get back to the issue here of why you think that I can't be noble because I choose to use mind-altering substances. Can you just explain
that
a little bit?
People that use drugs, people that are addicted to drugs, sir, cannot...
Whoa. I'm not addicted to drugs. I'm just a user of drugs.
How do you know that? Are you able to stop for a year?
Sure. I've actually done that, as a matter of fact. Yep.
You stopped? Oh, no, you didn't. You went back.
You asked me if I stopped for a year, and I said I did that.
It was more than a year.
Why did you go back?
Because I enjoy using drugs and altering my consciousness. Wait, is there something wrong with that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying you're not going to help this country with your full potential if you're living that way.
Who are you to say that I can or cannot use my full potential?
Hey, I'm not saying that you have to, brother.
No, no, no. You don't know anything about me, man. You don't know anything about me. I built a nationally syndicated, a successful, Chris, I built a nationally syndicated, successful talk radio show from the ground up. All by myself, pretty much, with the help of the Genesis Communications Network. But
what about the partner here?
You bring in checks. But screw you. But I built the radio affiliation
side
of this radio show, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not a good potential. You have no nobility when you talk to people like that.
Chris! Look, these politicians you're proposing to elect are liquor drinkers. Do you understand that? And you're saying, whoa, we got to get some Republicans in there that drink liquor. It's no different than smoking pot, dude.
What's noble about them? They're the ones advocating violence against their fellow man. Thanks, Chris, for the call.
Pick up a gun and fight for freedom.
The politicians...
Don't smoke any joints, kids. Get out there kill people for freedom.
The politicians are the ones advocating violence against peaceful people. I'm the one advocating peace. And my mind's not clear. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe Chris needs some drugs.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
How would you like to own 2 of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get 2 pairs for free.
Maxfit makes your hands go wow. Maxfit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own 4 pairs of the famous Maxfit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? Maxfit has thousands
thousands of uses.
It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit. Make sure.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping there. Get the stuff that you want. They've got dozens of categories. You can even buy used items. And, of course, if you're buying brand new, you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their choices. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Hey, if liberty is important to you, then you probably should consider getting together with other people of like mind. That's what's happening here in New Hampshire. It's called the Free State Project. People that understand what freedom really is, that it's not just about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong and allowing people to be free in order so that you yourself can be free. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this amazing movement of hundreds and soon thousands of liberty-minded people that are getting together in the same place here in New Hampshire to get active for freedom. In fact, we're going to be broadcasting live this time next week. We will be wrapping up our show from the Liberty Forum, which is where hundreds of those Free State Project participants and people that are checking out the Free State Project are getting together in person. They are enjoying each other's company. It's a convention-style atmosphere here in New Hampshire, beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. It's going to be a great time. Andrew Napolitano from Fox News, you might know him as the judge, he's going to be there giving one of the keynote addresses. Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. There's a whole list of special guests. You can find them at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can use the Free Talk Live discount code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Looking forward to seeing some of our listeners there and having a great time, because I really enjoy the Liberty Forum. It's going to be excellent. All right, so we continue here. We just got off the phone with Chris listening in Charlottesville, who made what I consider to be some pretty ignorant and outrageous comments. First of all, he was pretty easily outed as a partisan, somebody who believed that everything was pretty much peachy up until Barack Obama got into office. Then all of a sudden, freedom started going away. There was no problem with freedom leaving until Barack Obama got elected. And I agree that Barack Obama is a bad guy, but he's just George Bush III. Barack Obama is just taking the tyrannical policies of George Bush and moving them forward into the future of war tyranny.
I think there's some difference, but I think there are differences. But
He re-signed the Patriot Act. He's continuing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
He's adding to the debt like no president ever has.
He's building on the tyranny that was already built.
Right.
George Bush did more than Bill Clinton did, and Barack Obama's doing more than George Bush did. They're all building off of one another.
Agreed.
So there was that aspect of it, and then there was the aspect of personally insulting everybody out there that has ever taken a mind-altering substance as though they're not noble because of that. His original
statement to me is valid, which is he doesn't think people should use drugs at all, and I felt like he was including liquor and caffeine and things like that in there.
He said he did not do those things.
Which is fine, a complete teetotaler, and I think that's valid if he wants to call in and say people shouldn't eat meat. That's cool. That's fine. That's fine with me. But I feel that if you make a distinction, that you shouldn't make a distinction between using liquor and smoking pot or something like that. Because I feel, personally, if you're going to choose one of these activities, forgetting the legal aspects of it, that marijuana is far less harmful than alcohol is to people's lives. And, you know, the idea that politicians, Republican politicians, that most of which drink, could somehow save us when he was claiming that marijuana smokers and drug users in general, are ignoble and bad people, inefficient people somehow. But the politicians that are going to save us, liquor drinkers, aren't.
One of the definitions of noble, by the way, from dictionary.com is of an exalted moral or mental character or excellence. So I understand that some people would like to believe that people who use mind-altering substances are somehow immoral, but I don't see the rationale for that. What seems to be immoral to me is advocating a system that puts people who have not ever harmed another person in harm's way, to put peaceful people in jail cells, to aggress against our peaceful neighbors. That seems to me to be quite clearly immoral, and that's what Democrats and Republicans advocate for constantly. So I can't see how any politician could be called noble. By those particular criteria.
I understand why people will choose to vote for the lesser of two evils out there, but please don't say the lesser of two evils is noble.
No. Let's go to Tim, listening in Indy to WXNT. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, I just had
to call after I heard Chris. He's an idiot. So I was ready to jump through my radio.
Wait a minute. No, his mind is clear. Tim,
he has never sullied
it with any sort of chemical substances.
He didn't claim that.
Yes, I would just like to say I'm in the educational field and an extremely smart person, and I dabble in mind-altering substances, and it doesn't mean you're not up to your full potential or can't use your full potential or knowledge. And then for him to basically just... not listen when he said about addiction. There's a major difference between being addicted and dabbling. And I just wanted to say, I mean, the guy was a complete idiot. So I love the show.
It really doesn't help to respond with calling somebody names like that, because it doesn't make you sound intellectual.
I think he's right that the guy isn't thinking critically.
Right.
Okay, so, fair enough.
Love the show.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. David is in Delaware listening to WGMD-FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. David? Delaware?
Yes,
you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I totally agree with everything you guys do. I've called in before and voiced my support, and I love the fact that you're talking about legalizing drugs, because I do believe that there's a large amount of revenue that can be gained.
I'm sorry. Your phone is a little muddled. Can you make sure you're speaking right into the receiver?
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's a little better. Go ahead.
I support everything you guys are doing, really. And the one comment about morals that I wanted to make is, whose morals are these people in Washington using? Theirs or their so-called constituents, the ones that put the money in their pockets?
Well, I don't. First of all, I don't think most constituents are in any way being represented by the politicians. I don't think that's what you're suggesting. But I think the politicians are doing what's right for them, which means making deals with the elites and making deals with the corporations and things like that. And for them, that's the right thing to do. For the rest of us, not necessarily.
Yeah, I feel that if they legalize the drugs, like you said, then there's a certain amount of consistency that comes out of that. You know, there's going to be less problems overall. There could be more study put into it, you know, to find the more safer ways. I mean, they've already felt, I don't know if you've seen ads for it, but substitute the cigarettes, that water vapor thing, I mean, that's a step forward. I mean, it still provides nicotine.
The e-cigarette, yeah, the vaporization cigarette, which, Mark, you had a chance to try one of those recently. Were you going to pick one up?
I have not made any decisions in that area, but it seems like a step forward technologically. You don't have to.
It's not smoke,
right? You're not inhaling the tar from the combusted plant material. It's just to vaporize nicotine.
David, for the call, man. We got to move on and get to Michael listening to KBKW in Washington State. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
My question is do you believe that we really have freedom?
No.
And rights.
Well, I do think we have rights. I've vacillated on this particular point, but I feel that rights spring from ownership of yourself, and I can prove ownership of myself.
But the first question was, do we have freedom? And I think it's pretty clear that we do not.
Okay, I agree with you there 100%. I don't believe that we have really no freedoms and really no rights.
I think, personally,
the gun issue, like what they say, you have the right to bear arms. Well, the thing of it is if you got to fill out some sort of paperwork to have permission to have that gun, well, that's not a right.
That's correct. That's a privilege.
That's permission.
Yep.
You know, and this is how the gun example is a great one of how they slip it in on you. Because the first gun laws that came up in this country were used against violent felons. But, you know, at first that seemed like a good idea, and then they moved it against regular felons, and now regular citizens can't have guns.
Well, not just that, but when you implicate a law like that, well, you're also implicating that, well, this person that might have committed offense with a gun or whatever, you've made him to be where, well, he's a criminal for the rest of his life. He ain't no good. He can't have, you know, it's ridiculous.
The system is ridiculous. You're absolutely right. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but thank you for the call. We want to make sure we get Scott here in Wisconsin. Scott, you got about the last 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark and Ian, thanks for getting me in. Hey, you know, I just wanted to ask Mark real quick. I know I talked to you about a week back.
Real
about
quick, like
this,
5 seconds.
World that is going bankrupt. I think what it's doing is heading to the one world currency of the Antichrist.
Mark, one world currency, Antichrist?
You know, I couldn't tell you. The International Monetary Fund does scare me in that way. I don't know about the Antichrist, but you know, I think they'd like to make one world currency.
I certainly support alternative currency options. There's no doubt about that. A free marketing currency would be the way to go. We're out of time tonight. See you online in the meantime between now and Monday night at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation, cold